Ecclesiastes. We don't have to go through all of the verse 1 stuff. Keep thy foot one. Do we? Everybody remembers? You can't go into the house of God with the intention of doing anything else. You can't go into the house of God with the intention of going anywhere else. On and on and on. All right.
Hurry up, I've got to the point.
Hurry up.
No, that was a little bit of rabbi humor. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. That was just for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. Now this is obvious, man. This contradicts everything I've said about saying what's there. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I thought about that before.
To me it sounds very similar to the making of vows thing.
Be not rash with thy mouth. Which mouth? You cannot stop being rash with your mouth until... Well, we got to get verse 3 too. For a dream cometh through a multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. Now, the point of it is, you have to know that you're the fool. And as long as you keep everything hidden, then you can't even get beyond kindergarten. Is that clear? Oh, no, that's not what that means. That means you have to learn how to act really well and just say what you think the right time and the right wisdom and the right, and you just have to... No, it doesn't mean that. It means that you have to know you are the fool. And the only way you will know that is by the exhortation of the brethren from the stupid things you say. Does everybody understand this, or do you still want to go back to I'm going to show that I'm not a fool because I'm going to sit silent all the time?
Yeah, that's an old trick.
No, it's the trick of the Antichrist.
Yeah, it's definitely a trick. Right. If you don't say anything, people think you're smart.
Well, it's the whole purpose. That's what you've been taught. That's what all of us have been taught. That our how we behave, i.e. do, is more important than what we are. So we never know that we still think that sin is what we do instead of sin is what we are. We don't know any difference between trespass or sin. We convince ourselves that we have wisdom within ourselves because our sampling is very limited. It's the poetry of statistics. You just, well, if I, I'm smarter than that person is. And if I, you understand, you've been taught. Your whole, not just taught that you even remember, you've been taught by environment, by everything, not to bubble forth, not to be. You've been taught to do. And until you know this, nothing that you hear from me will make any sense to you, and you'll sit and mumble internally. How do I know this? Because I've seen it for 30 years. Everybody thinks I'm crazy because I just say what's there.
It's kind of a matter of knowing what forgiveness is, and that it extends throughout time. It's not just,
well, it matters, but you
all these things come together in the same
but point. You can't get forgiven unless you're dead.
Or need something to be forgiven
of. No. The human race cannot be forgiven. That's what we studied in the blood the other day. That's why his own right arm, a new creation, had to be. The best the human race can be now is a vessel only. Oh, God has forgiven me. And no, he hasn't. It cost him not just his son's death. It cost you your death to apprehend it. Remember, your life, birth, death. He didn't become Lord when you finally accepted him as your personal Savior. You are accountable for every rash word, every rash thought, every aspect of your life. All the secret sin, all the secret envy, all the hate, all everything. There's not one human being that can meet that standard. He tried every way, down to and including shedding the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. The only way that you are forgiven is when he looks at you in Christ. Can you see this? This is your life. This is your life on acid. No. No, I mean, you have to get a hold of this. Otherwise, you'll run around with this sloppy agape crap, thinking that Jesus is just throwing his forgiveness around. It costs him everything, and it costs you everything. Why do you think it says count the cost before you enter into this? You still think it's, oh, the blood of Christ has forgiven me. Well, it's forgiven you as a member of the bride, because each one of us, the promises of God go not to the seeds as of many, not it goes to the one seed, which is Christ. Now, until you know that at the depth of your soul, you will continue walking around, tiptoeing through the rules and laws, deciding when you're going to speak, deciding what you're going to do. You're going to want to know how to act about this. And, well, if this happened, then what would this happen? And your life is going to be all acting. Am I communicating to anyone?
Yeah. In these two verses, you've got, let your words be few and a multitude of words. And the difference between the two is the end of the law. It's, I mean, if you don't know what you're talking about right now, you will never shut up. You just chatter, chatter, chatter.
In your mind,
even in your sleep, just chatter, chatter, chatter.
That's all you do.
Right. Never shut up.
But
never be still.
But and you know, if I don't let it out, nobody will know.
Generally, the quietest ones are the ones that are yammering the most.
I don't know about that, but the whole idea is, the purpose of this isn't a how-to. The purpose of this is to know you're the fool. Because if you don't know you're the fool, you can never know the vanity of all human effort, because you think your effort is special. And so you'll run through the camps in silent judgment, sitting as an inquisitor above everybody else, and love is covered over, and truth has fallen in the streets. And the blood of the Son is considered an unholy thing. Oh, no, I don't do that because I do this. No. It's at some time or another, this has to hit you deeper than you've ever dreamed possible. For first of all, so that you can finally understand that you don't do evil, you are evil. You don't do iniquity, you are iniquity. You don't do sin, you are sin. Until that happens, life is going to be made up of a series of acting classes. You just sit and wait. Everything is waiting for the right time, just like a snake.
Snake with good intentions. Like a contradiction. I spent some time yesterday, it seemed like a long time, but it wasn't, with Fiona. And she was just, she's just like nonstop. You know? And I've forgotten all that. And it's good, that's why it's good to have kids around, because that's, you know, it's a picture of, and of course she does a little acting herself, but she's, you know, she's mostly just out there. You know? Whatever's there in the moment to do, she's doing it.
Do you think he was kidding when he said, except you be converted and become as this little child, you shall no wise enter the kingdom of God? Is that, what is that, a suggestion? Except you be born again, you can't even perceive the kingdom of God? But it says here that a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. And so I've got to be quiet so everybody doesn't know I'm a fool. You're far more subtle in admitting that. The snake is far more subtle and causes you to think that what I'm preaching or teaching is complicated. No, it's not. It's the simplest of all things. It's just being.
You know, up until this point, I was thinking of this, you know, I'm not a fool, but I've done a lot of fool stuff. But now I know better.
When did the knowledge hit you?
Just not too long ago. Not too long ago.
No, I'm not the Antichrist. I just do Antichrist stuff. I'm not a fool. I just every once in a while I'll do something foolish. I am the Antichrist. I am a fool. I am an idiot. I am iniquity. I am sin. Oh, no, no, I can just hear the people in the audience.
No, no.
And if I do this really well and keep and don't move, and don't say anything and get the right look on my face, then I'll get by with it. Somebody have any doubts about this? Is it the slightest area where you still think that?
Value in anything of the world.
Dust.
You know, then how How can we not say that we are not fools?
It's pitiful. I've been impressed. I received a lot of emails from different groups that are keeping track of the persecuted church in China, in the Sudan, in Indonesia, Iraq. I mean, these are the only places where the what we teach here is said. It just amazes me. And what's one of the funniest things I've read recently was what the prosperity theology is doing in some of the poorest nations of the world where these evangelists are on television and going over there. I mean, it is, oh, that means that if I just believe, then I'll have money. If I just give a little bit, give what I have, then understand these people make a dollar a year. And so, take up the offering and you'll receive a hundredfold blessing. It's just, it's Harry.
What?
It's Harry. Harry's basic theology was need. So, he needed to get his marriage fixed. He needed to save his business. He needed to save his home. He needed to pay the IRS about $500,000. So, aha, here's a man telling me, and there's all kinds of people that are saying it, if I make, I can get a hundredfold blessing. If, therefore, if I gave five, if I pledge $5,000, that means I'll get $500,000. I will be in the Lord's favor, and my wife and I will get back together, or else she'll die, one of the two, and I'll get my house and my business will be successful and I'll be a hero. Wasn't that about it?
You got a big need, plant a big seed.
Oh, man.
Right,
Ronnie? I have never heard that.
I wouldn't plant no little seed.
That's from Jake's.
Plant a big seed.
Now take that into the poverty-stricken areas of Africa. And they're desperate. You can't believe what these people are doing. But it didn't work.
Yeah, they double their money and they're still full of dirt. Not two pennies to rub together.
But it, I mean, stop. Stop the insanity and just say and admit who you are. And just be. Aren't you sick and tired of trying to be? Well, if I said all that, then people get mad at me. And besides that, it says in here somewhere that I shouldn't do that and I should do this. And God Almighty.
Now those people who are like in Indonesia or some guy just got his head chopped off. You know, it's like, that doesn't stop them from letting out who they really are. They're in a whole society that, you know, doesn't like them. But, faced with that, they still, you know, let that out. And then we use these ideas in our heads about why we shouldn't say stuff or keep things bottled up. It's a witness against us.
Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. In fact, it has to come to the point where the words are so few that there's silence in the temple for the space of a half hour. That's just talking about this. I mean, that's child's play to silence this voice. That's less than kindergarten. The silence of the voices are these, the Sanhedrin in your temple. And the only way those voices can be silenced is to be shamed. And they're shamed by you because you know their lie. Or if they can't be shamed by you, if you continue in the lie, then they're shamed by the brethren. We confess our fault one to another that we might be healed. But sitting in judgment 24 hours a day, God help you. I probably shouldn't talk about anything else because this is kind of important. Remember, the voice is Jezaniah in each of you. The main voice. He's the son of Saphon. Saphon is the coney, the rock rabbit, the beast, the character in Alice in Wonderland, the Antichrist. Jezaniah, you've made friends with him. Jezaniah and you and Molech are really, they're your trinity. If you don't believe me, read Ezekiel 8. See what my people do in their imaginations. And see the abominations that are written on the walls. It's not talking about the walls of the temple. It's talking about you, the temple. See the pillars and the groves and the places and the green trees where you worship. And continue to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil instead of eating of the tree of life. This isn't way back then at the beginning. This is now in you. You're up there trying to rearrange the furniture every time something comes against you. Redecorate. Time to redecorate. I'm going to cover over that place over there where the seething blood is, because we just talked about seething blood, and I don't want to look at that. I don't want to feel my shame. Now I'm going to cover over, I'm going to silence those four voices over there that are going to give me a pain in the ass. And I'm going to take away those graven images that I've written up there, that graffiti on the wall of the temple, and I'll put a mural over it. But you're just rearranging the furniture in a death chamber. And the death chamber is you. And until this becomes meat to you, you will continue to try to change yourself. You just gad about and you listen to the words. Every time you listen to the words, you rearrange the furniture. Am I communicating with anyone? Anything to protect my identity. I cannot tell anybody that I am the way of the snake. I cannot admit to myself that my name is Jacob. I am the way of the snake, and dust has been my food. And yet I continue to eat the bread, and eat a cracker, and drink some sips of wine, and say it's communion. But my sustenance and satisfaction comes from the dust. And I live in the illusion that this human vessel, the human race, has been forgiven. And so my life is a lie. Sound familiar to anybody? Because I can't, I just don't have it in me to just give what's there, to just be. I've got to act like I'm being. Because if I just did what Ole said, my God, I'd be shot. Or else I'd just go sit in a corner, or I'd commit suicide, or I'm going to kill those cell phones. That's me talking right now. Because really, why? Because I have a form of godliness, but I deny his ability. So I got to plan and scheme, do the same things I did before, but now I put God's name on them. I beg of you, hear me. If you don't hear me, at least have the courage to argue with me. Well, I can't argue with him. He's an old, crippled man. I might hurt him. That one won't fly either. I'd rather just sit there and be righteous in my silence. Anybody have any response? Is there any amen?
It must be funny on the internet. You're saying all this and then nobody says amen.
It's the same. It's no different on the internet than it is here.
You know, I was thinking yesterday that the TV people here who were down at the office, a little shocked. You and I were sitting back there at the our workstation, and you was telling Tammy, a lady, you know, you told her that I, and, you know, use crap. And I didn't think anything of it, but sometime yesterday evening I had to think, I said, now, why did he do that? She didn't need to tell that. I mean, I wasn't mad or angry with you, but I just said, like, sometimes, you know, you need to, like, you know, keep your mouth shut, you know. Blabbering everybody's business all over the place.
Do you hear what I told her?
I have to look at it, though, that, you know, hey, it's true, I have. So, you know, so what's the big deal?
She was over there trying to set up the shot. And I said, what you're doing is what we investigate people for. It's that kind of duplicity. You know, we had to go act like we were doing something.
Right. Yeah.
She didn't like that either. I have no idea. Well, why should I? Well, I'm not going to. I won't do that again. Well, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do next time. But your yay be yay and your nay be nay. I don't know. Bloom. Bloom thinks I'm absolutely nuts.
But I think that for, you know, because that's just the way it is in my whole family. There's stuff going on where, like, it's not there.
Sure. It's a seething blood. We got to cover it up.
Hey, you think that's bad? You told her I have Alzheimer's.
No,
Yeah.
It's not like it's all right, if you recall.
You won't remember that.
Take it, big guy.